On this episode of Counting Carbs, Kevin makes an unauthorized purchase.
What do you think?
It's kind of a hoopty.
Rolly gets a driving lesson.
Give it a try.
Does he realize that's an $80,000 car?
Don't distract him. Look at him, he's nervous.
And I race the clock to fix a customer's last-minute problem.
We got to get this done. I want to win this race. I want to put a big motor in it, and I only have a couple days.
Wow. Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in. Wow. What would you take for this? I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count, and this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them, and sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself.
For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. So I'm cruising around in my 55 Chevy 210 Post, stretching her legs a little bit, when in front of me turns either a 60s Chevelle or Malibu. Now, you know, I like my days to myself sometimes, but if I'm not hustling for the shop, I'm not making money. Besides, it looks awfully pretty, so I think I'm gonna go check it out.
Man, how you doing? Great, nice car. I like it a lot, man. That's very cool.
Thank you.
I'd love to chat with you if you get a little time.
Absolutely, I'll pull over right here.
Sweet.
Don't feel bad, mine died too.
This must be a sign from heaven. I've been pulling cars over for years. I've never had one pull over and stop for me. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are
Beautiful
you?
Beautiful car.
Thank you, sir.
I'm
Thank
Danny.
You. Chris, nice to
Chris,
meet you.
Chris, it's really nice to meet you, too. Wow. 1969.
Yes, sir.
Man, that is just tasty. 1969 was a great time for cool cars like this. It was all about style and muscle. Detroit's most popular muscle car had both, the Chevelle. Brings me back to times when you're hanging with your buddies, got your windows rolled down, you got Zeppelin Black Dog cranked up on your 8-track. That's what it's all about.
I actually tattooed a gentleman for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
When the economy got bad, he couldn't afford to pay up, so he decided this would be a fair trade.
Wow, he must have had a lot of ink, huh?
Quite a bit.
I'll say.
So.
Man, this is just beautiful. I love the colors. I love the blue. I love the white. I love the wheels.
Yeah.
I like the top.
I've driven old cars and old bikes and lots of times where I've gotten pulled over and people have offered me stuff, but from the get-go, it was different. It wasn't just the same old typical how much.
Do you know who did the restoration on it?
I don't. I just drive it.
How's it run?
Runs good. No complaints, no problems.
This Chevelle looks like it's in excellent shape. It's easily worth 25 grand, and that's without doing anything to it. It's the kind of car collectors go crazy for, and I don't have one yet. I can already hear Scott screaming, but I need to take this baby home and add it to my collection. Man, this just talks to me. Would you ever consider selling this car?
Absolutely.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What would you take for this?
You know, I don't know, Matt. We're on the spot. You make me an offer. What do you think's a fair deal?
I will give you $15,000. I know you don't have $15,000 worth of work on that guy's body.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of know what these cars are going for nowadays, man.
Right, right, right.
I didn't even get more.
Okay. Let's just do $20,000 in your hand, in cash. Sign it over, we walk away. You never got to worry about it again.
$20,000 cash right now.
Cash, absolutely.
You got yourself a deal, my friend.
I knew I was coming around this corner for something right today.
There's pretty much no tie between me and the car, so I'm not really going to have any hard feelings. I'm going to go home and put $20,000 in my bank account, so I'm good.
I need this car repainted same color. We got to get this out of here. It's been sitting here too long. And no horns. Danny got a rare day off today. He asked Horny Mike and I to go through some of the old cars that have been sitting around for a while and to see what we can get done quick with just body work and paint. I want this all black, too.
Kevin?
Yep.
My name is JW. I was told to come over from the front office.
Yep. Nice
to meet you. I got a bike here I want you to look at. I was looking to sell it.
Oh, okay. You're selling a bike?
Yeah.
Take a look at what you got.
Here it is. I've had it for about 6 years.
Wow.
And my family and I, we had to relocate out of state, and I just got to get rid of it today.
So it was a soft tail frame, and you converted it into a hard tail,
yeah.
It looks like. And it's a Harley-Davidson frame?
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, it needs a few more welds.
A few welds, a few parts.
Air in the front tire.
Do you know if it starts?
I know that it runs, but obviously I can't show you right now because we're missing a few parts.
I don't normally buy stuff. Danny, the owner, does.
Okay.
And he's gone today, and so is our motorcycle guru, Shannon. So
I'll give you the facts.
It's kind of a hoopty.
Mike is absolutely right. This is a hunk of junk. But I know Shannon's style, and he loves this look. The problem is, I don't know at what cost. I have to make a profit, so it's a little bit of a gamble. What do you think? Should we do it?
I think you're gonna get me in trouble. That's what I think.
I think there's potential here in it. What's nice about it is it's a blank canvas, and Danny and Shannon can go crazy on this and make it a cool bike. But honestly, without knowing if the motor runs and not having a transmission, the most that I can give you is $2,000 cash, and I got it right on me right now. Yeah. And honestly, for what you have here, I think that's a pretty good offer.
You know, I put a lot of hard work into this. I'd like to get at least $3,000 for it.
There's a couple motorcycle shops on this street, and if you're welcome to go to those guys.
Well, I don't really have the time to mess with that, so I'm gonna have to deal with you guys.
So that's a deal?
Yeah.
Right on, man. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right.
Kevin's Danny's secondhand man for a reason. He handles Danny's junk. Maybe if Kevin lets me put horns in this damn thing, we can have a wicked project. But I doubt it. So you think Danny's gonna like it?
Oh, he's gonna love that thing. Oh, yeah. We're gonna make a bunch of money on that.
I don't know.
Something odd's going on. I was in the bike shop. Came across this frame I wasn't familiar with.
I purchased the bike.
Okay, well, you bought yourself a bike. You built
a bike. No. I purchased it with your money.
It's mine. I got a really good deal on a 69 Chevelle. It's an SS396, man. It's a big block with my car.
What, are you going to put some butter on it? There's no room in that building.
Yeah, there is.
Danny has more than 50 cars in his personal collection. So when he decides to keep one, I have to spend half the day rearranging the whole shop just to find a space for the new car. That takes at least half my staff. That's money we're not making. That's money I'm spending.
Don't anybody get hurt, number one. And number two, don't anybody hurt the cars.
We can start up the purple Mercedes, right?
Yeah.
Fire that up.
You're good.
Do I need to move the 55? You're clear. Come on.
Come on, man.
I think that's enough,
that's
guys.
That's chrome, baby.
Hey, that's the most work I've seen Kevin do in a year. Sometime today.
Man, how can you see out of this thing?
You can. Let me show you a neat trick, man. Is it
a
neutral?
You got a trick for this?
Yeah. The Lamborghini Countach is one of the most beautiful sports cars, but you really can't see anything out the back window. So when you buy one, the factory actually teaches you a very special way to back them up. Get your feet in the fender wells, but you stay outside the car. Put the clutch in, and then you can see. See what I'm saying? You want to try it?
That's crazy, man.
Give it a try.
Oh my God.
That's how you do it.
How you start?
There you go. Now put your other leg in, foot on the clutch. You see how nice you can see?
Yeah.
You come back nice and easy.
Hey, I'm reversing, bro.
That's it, brother. That's actually how you're supposed to back these things up.
Does he realize that's an $80,000 car?
It's more than that.
Yeah.
$100,000 car?
Don't distract him. There you go. Don't stall it. Oh, you ass.
You had to say that.
You ass.
You're 31 years old, you go back to driving school.
Coming aboard.
Why would you not? The door's open.
Horny Mike is always tinkering with random projects in that crazy-ass bus of his, but that's not what I'm curious about right now. A little while ago, man, I was over in the bike shop, and I noticed a frame in there I wasn't familiar with. It's like an old four-speed rigid frame. Oddly enough, Shannon suggested I find you and ask you about that bike.
I don't know. It's a project that needs to get done.
What, are you asking me?
I think maybe you should talk to Kevin about that.
I think I'm just going to hang out right here, see Great. If I can't find Kevin. And
Great.
Because I smell something rotten, man. Where are you at, Mac? Believe it or not, I'm in Horny Mike's bus. Would you come out here for a moment? All right, peace. Before he comes out here, are you sure there's nothing you want to tell me about
that? I only know a little bit about a lot about a little something.
You know something, and you're trying to just keep it on the down low.
I like being in the bus rather than being, you know, under the bus.
Well,
I would like to be in the bus.
What's up, Mac?
What are you doing in Mike's bus?
Brother, man, I've been sitting here asking myself that same question.
Yeah.
He got his tennis shots. He's good.
Man. All right. Something odd's going on, Kevin.
Yeah.
I was in a bike shop a little while ago.
Right.
And came across this frame I wasn't familiar with.
Didn't I tell you about this?
You told me about this. I wouldn't be sitting in Mike's bus.
I purchased the bike.
Okay, well, you bought yourself a bike. You're building
a
bike.
No. I purchased it with your money. It's a Counts Customs owned bike, yes.
Well, how does Mike know about it?
Well, Mike was there when I bought it. I think it's a quick flip.
Okay, so that's the plan here.
That's the plan.
Dude, I am all for it, and I am so for it. I'm going to leave you two in charge of this whole project. By the looks of my surroundings right now, I can't see how it could ever go wrong.
Danny very rarely gets mad, but I can tell he's pissed at me for going over his head on this bike purchase. But if I can take what I've learned over the last 6 years from Danny and knock this one out of the park, I think he'll be happy.
I'll see you guys later. Road construction in Vegas. Who'd have thunk? We got a call from a gentleman named Bobby. This gentleman's got a 68 Charger. He wants a big motor put in it. I'm looking forward to checking this project out.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
All right, man.
How you doing, Bobby?
What's up? All right.
Good to see you, man. I'm really stoked about this Charger. In my opinion, it's one of the sexiest muscle cars of all time. Anything that comes out of the box with a big block 440, that's a delicious setup. Bobby, that's gorgeous, man.
So you guys can help me out?
Absolutely. Oh, it's beautiful inside. That shifter, that pistol grip shifter, is gorgeous. Did you do all the restoration on it?
Me and some of my friends, yeah.
68 Chargers, very significant, man. It was specifically designed for NASCAR racing. These cars tore it up. It's a way cool car. So what are we doing?
I want to put a big motor in it.
Yeah, man, this car deserves a big motor. What are you looking for, man?
We're looking for like a 514 cubic inch stroker motor.
I like the way you think, Bobby. 514 cubic inches of stroked out big block Chrysler. Good Lord, that's a lot of motor. Very hard to find, very expensive, but so well worth it. This guy is going to be chewing the pavement up. Bobby, how much of a timeline we got? What's your...
Man, I only have a couple days. I have something coming up.
Why such short notice?
Me and my friends have a race every year that little grudge match against each other, and I want a 514 in here. I want to win this race, and the other guys fell through for me.
Wow. Wow.
Uh-huh.
A couple days, huh?
Yeah, a couple days.
What's your budget? I mean, what do you got in mind?
I know it's going to be, you know, a $10,000 minimum probably.
Probably.
Find one and see what we can do. We got to get this done. I want to win this race.
All right. I really want to help this guy out, and I'd like to make a little money in the process. But only 2 days to find this engine and stay in a $10,000 budget, I'm not sure we're going to pull this off.
I'm trying to sell a bike to Manny. He came to look at the nub. You going to come out?
Nope. We're going to talk about this, man. Do your thing.
What's there to think about?
He told me that's what the deal was.
Now I'm going to have to talk to Scott, because I thought the agreement was...
All right, guys.
Earlier, I promised a customer I'd help him find a 514 cubic inch massive motor for his Dodge Charger. But the challenge is he needs it in 2 days for a race. I normally don't need help, but I'm coming up short and I'm running out of time. But luckily, I got a good buddy by the name of Lenny. He has this uncanny ability of helping people find what they need.
Hey, Jimbo, Lenny's got a tall order for you today. Got a friend of mine looking for an engine. 514 inch Dodge. He just wants to drop it in the car. He doesn't want no problems, no nothing. What do you got for us? That's interesting. Hold on 1 second.
He's got one.
I think he's got something. Great. All right.
What do you want for it?
What are we looking at in price? All right. Hold on. Hold on, all right? 15 Gs.
15K? That's definitely a lot more than our customer's 10K budget. But he's in a big rush, and so are we. So I'm going to have to roll the dice, take a chance on this, and hope he's okay with it.
That's perfect. We'll take it.
Thanks. Well, guys, you're going to Bakersfield.
Bakersfield?
I'm glad my guy found an engine for us. But, man, Bakersfield, that's like a 12-hour round-trip drive. Nobody wants to do that. But luckily, we can send Scott.
Dude, what's going on, man?
What's up, Big Daddy?
We getting stuff done around here, man?
Yeah, just try to get that Mustang out.
What's up? We found our engine for the 68 Charger.
What'd you find?
It's a 514 stroker. Exactly what the client ordered, man.
And we could have it now?
That's the only thing. We gotta go pick it up.
Where's it at?
Bakersfield, California.
When are you gonna try to go?
I'm not. I got a lot of work to do. And Kevin, you got a lot of work.
I got to work.
Man, I got Corelli.
Why?
Because of the mechanical stuff we have for the other cars for the customers coming on Friday.
Yeah. So that's why I think you're gonna have to go pick this up for me, man. I really appreciate this. Thank you, brother. You want to give him the address and everything and make sure he's got the cash and go get this?
What the f*** is up with that?
I love you, man.
I'm not going.
A little while back, Mike and I bought a hardtail motorcycle for $2,000. Danny wasn't real happy with us for buying this, but I went to Shannon. We did some modifications to it, a little bit of paint, fabrication work. I have a buyer coming down today, and I want to sell it.
Are you going to come out with
us? I'll deal with him.
I'll go show it to him.
Nope, remember, we're talking about this, man. Do your thing.
Okay, cool. Mike, you're in this with me.
Thanks for dragging me under the bus.
I'm pulling for Kevin. I'm hoping that I can give him the opportunity to prove to me that he can handle this entire project on its own. Tear it up, gents.
So you're gonna watch this train wreck?
I can't help myself but look.
I'm here at Count Customs today to check out a rigid shovel head. I've just always liked shovel heads due to the old nostalgia of them. So I'm really excited to see what they got going.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah. It's insane. Definitely. You guys did a fabulous job, man.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Definitely the old school vibe that I was looking for.
4-speed, super B carb.
Nice.
We handmade the pipes.
Incredible. Gold Mark Unity headlights.
DNA Springer on the front.
Paint job's insane, man. You guys really did a great job on that.
Thank you, brother.
Are you sure you're gonna let them fail? Get out there.
No, man, this is there on their own.
Yeah, but the problem is when you teach them a lesson, it costs us money.
Oh, that's nice.
Look at Mike, get that stupid smirk on his face, too.
Yeah, he's probably trying to talk this cat into horns.
I was trying to put horns on it, but they never let me do anything like that. They never let me do anything I want.
So what kind of price were you guys asking on it?
Well, you know, I'm looking for 15. The labor hours and the pieces and parts and everything, I got to make a little bit of money.
The bike's worth that in my eyes. I know how much it takes to get these bikes going and get them done right to make them look good. But, you know, when you got 13 grand to work with, that's what you got to work with. I'm going to cut to the small chase. I've only got 13.
13, huh?
Honestly, that's higher than what I wanted to spend, but I truly just like the bike.
Whew. I'll tell you what, bro. I'll do 13 if you spread the word that Counts Customs took good care of you.
Sounds good, brother.
Deal.
Right on.
Yep.
Looks like they're shaking hands.
Sweet.
Ow. How'd you like it, Manny?
It's insane. I love it.
Scott, will you take him back and do all the paperwork?
What's the sale price?
13.
Come on back.
Come on, guys.
We'll get started. Right.
Thank you, guys.
13?
13's a...
13. How many weeks we had that bike? 8 weeks we had that bike. 8 weeks of overhead and labor.
Yeah. I thought we did good.
Tragically, so do I. I'm just screwing with you.
It's not funny.
It was good. You guys done did good. Just do me a big favor. Don't ever do it again.
We'll be right back.
Today's a very important day. Today was the deadline to get that charger done for Bobby. We're getting together with a bunch of his friends, a whole bunch of car guys, just kind of tearing up a little bit of pavement. It's a beautiful day for it. How you doing, man?
Man, you guys got her done? Oh, man.
Yeah, brother.
I told you we'd make it.
Wait until you see it. Wait until you hear it. Tell you what, we were really up against it on the deadline on this car. This was probably the tightest timeline that we've ever had. Like jewelry in there. Open this thing up.
Merry Christmas, Bobby.
Oh, you guys are magic.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, man. We were sweating there for a minute.
Hey, where'd you guys find this motor at?
Now, that's a story.
Yeah,
we got a line on the motor through a buddy of mine. We sent Scott because we didn't have any time. No time to ship it, man.
He drove a couple speed lines getting down and back.
It was almost a 10-hour turnaround.
No tickets, huh?
I'm so excited we were able to find this motor, but... Danny, next time you can take your ass to Bakersfield. I'm hungry and my ass is tired.
Dude, let me tell you something, man. This engine is such an awesome piece to find.
What's this deal going to run me now? I mean, I know it's beautiful and...
Yep, we're about 17 and a half and we're done.
That's sweet.
You are rocking and rolling.
Man, you guys are all right.
The customer originally wanted to stay under $10,000, but because of the distance that we had to travel and the urgency of getting this extremely rare engine, he's agreed to pay the $17,500 to cover what it cost us. So now with the money out of the way, I'm ready to watch him race.
Driving my car with this much horsepower right now is just incredible. It's almost hard to handle.
Woo! Yeah!
This gets my blood pumping. This is what it's all about. I want to go racing. I'm going to go racing.